My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Things to note here as they try to, are they going to even line up for the field goal? No, they just did that up to that point. Oh, a little scuffle on the field.
CJ Stroud in the thick of it trying to break it up, but we do have our, this to me is our first documented fight.
Yeah.
Who's in the thick
Dalton
of
Dalton Schultz, and I don't know who else started.
Yeah,
it.
You figure it's with a defensive player, but they're serious.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz is mixing it up pretty damn good
and
right now.
And it is taking a minute to get them separated.
We'll find out.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure it
who
out.
Who the other guy was, but Dalton Schultz was one of them.
Dalton Schultz is definitely in the middle of it. We can see 86 there.
Yeah.
But who was it with?
I think what happened here is Dalton Schultz had Stephon Diggs back.
Oh
man, it's still going.
Oh, okay.
Somebody just hit Dalton Schultz from behind.
Hey, whoever that is getting cut.
He's going to get fined.
Oh, he's cut.
Guys, this is big time.
It's getting a little bit out of hand
now.
Yeah,
it's getting a little bit out of hand.
Was that Boyd?
And now Quatoriano is getting in the mix defending his guys. All right, so let's set the scene for what happened, because it's still ongoing.
Hey,
here.
So much for all that Kumbaya Unity stuff.
Yeah.
We had that.
It's still ongoing right now. I think what happened, just to set you guys straight, so Stephon Diggs got hit pretty dang good across the middle on the final play right there. It took a while. Schultz is still barking over there.
I wonder if it's Jimmy Ward.
I don't think it's. Is it Jimmy Ward?
I just saw somebody talking to 20. This is a little bit chaotic. I got to forgive us here.
Yeah.
This is a bit chaotic. But we definitely had a scene here.
No.
It wasn't a little bit of slap boxing.
No, we had a scene.
We had a scene for sure.
It was a scene, man. All right, so Stephon Diggs got hit. I kidded in real time. Hey, don't hit Stephon Diggs like that. I think Dalton Schultz came to his defense. He probably said something to the defender, the safety. And I will say this. It was definitely a starter. Because it was a start. It was ones versus
yeah,
ones.
No,
it was ones versus ones there.
100%.
So it could have been Jimmy Ward.
And we want to let y'all know, too, some of these guys got their jerseys rolled up, and it's hard to see numbers.
Yeah.
So and it happened really fast. So we're going to figure this out for y'all for sure.
And
but
then,
that's probably one of the more noteworthy things that happened at camp so far.
No question. And then so Schultz came to his defense. Stephon Diggs, to his credit, tried to just pull Schultz back, but I guess something else was said, and then – pushes and hands were involved after that, and then both teams kind of mixed it up. And Quatoriano got into it pretty good. Some other defensive players. And as we stand here, Dalton Schultz was still barking as of about 30 seconds ago across the field to his teammates on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah,
defense is on one side of the ball, offense is on the other. and they're still talking to him.
Underrated part about Dalton Schultz, and this is not to condone or endorse any of the stuff that was just happening right now.
He's a bad dude, man.
Well, just he's just no nonsense.
Yeah.
Really, really business-minded and really just a professional dude. So one of C.J. Stroud's kind of confidants, somebody that's able to speak truth to C.J. Stroud, one of his more trusted minds around the team. So kind of an underrated leader, I would say, as Davis Mills misses – Xavier Hutchinson.
Now, let me say this.
Near the sideline.
Because I think it's relevant. This isn't something we've seen at a Texans camp in years.
Well, definitely not like that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little barking and stuff. But
well,
I
saw Desmond King and Terrence, I can't remember his last name, was a safety who had his lung collapse in the game. I did see those guys mix it up once, but that's literally the only fight that I've seen since I've covered. And it wasn't like this. This was legit. This was as close to a brawl as you're going to get,
yeah,
for sure.
This was legit. But my point is, like, all these guys, the competition is such a high level. The offense and defense have such high expectations. The team has such high expectations. The intensity level, clearly you can feel it now with the second-team offense and second-team defense out there, is at an extreme level as well. So, welcome to the 2024 season, man, and the Houston Texans.
So we got other eyes out here at training camp, and so it looks like that scuffle involves some combination, obviously Dalton Schultz, as we mentioned, but Derek Stingley Jr. and Jimmy Ward, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs, as you mentioned. So it looked like basically Derek Stingley and Dalton Schultz were getting into it. Stingley knocked Schultz to the ground. I think that's what we were seeing there at the end. So, at the very end, somebody
came up from behind to hit Schultz. Was that Stingley?
The defensive players essentially are Stingley and Jimmy Ward, and the offensive ones are Dalton Schultz and Stephon Diggs involved in some combination involved in this scuffle. So I'll renege on what I said earlier about whoever it was is going to get cut. those are starters and guys that you were expecting to contribute to the team. So I don't think that's what it – and it looks like now Stephon Diggs is explaining everything that happened to Tank Dell and John Metchie.
You know what? I got to defend Stephon Diggs here. He got involved, but he was trying to calm Schultz down.
The one with the ball. Him having the ball and whatever happened to him was the impetus for the altercation. It was Schultz – jumping to his defense saying, hey, don't hit my guy like that. And then, you know what hits the fan after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just kind of a residual effect.
And how about Frank Ross just running into the middle of the – Frank Ross runs into the middle, tries to separate everybody.
So if I was going to pick a coach to be most equipped to separate a fight, it would be D'Amico. But if I were to pick a coach most likely to go in there and break up the fight, it would be Frank Ross.
And that dude does not miss leg day. Frank Ross does not miss leg day. He's built pretty – he's not a tall dude. I mean, he's not short, but he's not a tall dude. But he's put together pretty dang well.
Ben Skowronek right on time, as we were mentioning. They're doing a two-minute drill.
That was a great play.
This is second string now.
Four, three, two.
They're going to spike it here.
And they spike it.
Okay, not bad.
They got it done.
Not bad at
all. It'd be about a 47-yard field goal from where they spiked the ball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.